Godwin, players Zach Agnos and Josh Moylan. We'll let Cliff open with a statement, and then we'll go to the players.
Man, what a college baseball game that was! Right down to the last second. Coach O'Connor and I were on the USA staff in 2018. He's been a great friend of mine, and just so appreciative of his friendship. And then Coach Mack, you guys know what I think about that guy and what he's meant to me. He's a mentor of mine, and just a great game. I thought our guys were just really gritty. Mayhew, I thought, did a really good job. That's a really good offense over there, and Coach Mack does a really good job with those guys. And we just, kept passing the ball, Saylor, Spivey, and then Zach was able to close it out. Thought early on we were getting some good swings off their starter, and then he kind of settled in. Josh had a big swing. Justin Wilcoxon had a big swing. But a big play was, AMAC walking, and then we were trying to bunt, and ball got by the catcher, and the Ryder got the bunt down. The ninth inning plays out a lot differently if we don't get that run in with Zach, and Zach's defense was tremendous. And, man, what can I say about our crowd? Golly. I've coached in the SEC, and that's as loud of a crowd that I've ever been a part of. And I didn't think that we could beat last year, and we did tonight. It was crazy. It was extremely loud in the great college baseball atmosphere. So I appreciate Pirate Nation coming out, and please come back out tomorrow and be loud. So, but so proud of our guys. I mean, it wasn't easy by any means, and they just gritted it out.
Questions for the players?
Zach, you did the video, Baseball's Different Here. How different was it tonight here?
It's incredible. Playing a great opponent like UVA, man, that's why you come here. You come here to play big-time teams and big-time moments and regionals, super regionals, and hats off to them, man. They fought every single pitch up until the last pitch, man. They're a gritty team. They're a great team. They got a team full of ball players, and it was just a really fun night, and it meant a lot. I mean, broke the crowd record, which is pretty special, I think, right?
Yeah. Special, yeah.
That's pretty special, yeah. Man. And, now I got something just to talk junk about to Jake. So,
Zach, can you just touch on, Virginia guy beating Virginia?
There's nothing really to it. My uncle played at Virginia Tech, and so it's kind of my sister, Katie, and my brother John went to VT, so I kind of grew up not liking UVA, but I have great respect for their program, great respect for Coach O'Connor. When Coach Godwin was there, Jake played with Coach O'Connor on Team USA, and Jake couldn't say enough great things about him, just what a great coach he was, what a great guy he was, and, it shows. I mean, they're a consistent program every single year that's knocking on the door of Omaha.
Zach, in that situation tonight, are you looking for the dugouts? Saying you want pitchers, Cliff, giving you any heads up, or is it just when he walks out with the glove, that's when you know?
I mean, I have an idea. He tells me to warm up. I told him on the way up here, I was trying not to throw up on the mound. That's a joke. I never had a doubt. Of course, never. But he kept telling me, just breathe, stay in the moment. We work a lot on that, man. And it's really easy knowing that your defense is going to make any play behind you. I just got to put it over the plate. And like I said, man, their hitters were not easy to get out. I was in a 2-strike count to that last guy, and I felt like it was a 3-0 count, honestly. They were still up there doing damage, and I feel like anything I threw them, they'd just get out of there. So, hats off to them.
Josh, your home run kind of kicked off the scoring and almost the party in the stands. So what was it like when you made contact and kind of take that moment in as you're on bases?
I mean, it just felt great. I got the pitch I was looking for, and put a good swing on it, and honestly, I didn't really feel it much because I got it pretty good. But off the bat, I knew instantly. I was like, it's pretty awesome. I mean, Zach brought it up, and so did Coach. The crowd was unbelievable. So to be able to do something like that in front of that kind of crowd, I feel like it just set the tone for the whole game and gave us all the momentum moving forward.
Josh, you've been playing great baseball since the postseason started. Can you put a finger on what's been working well for you?
Honestly, it's just kind of forgetting the regular season. So once you move into the postseason, it doesn't really matter what you did for the last however many months before, because we had never honestly keeping track of the stats anymore, obviously, because we're in the postseason. But, it's just kind of putting that all aside and just focusing on coming and, just trying to do what I can to help the team every day moving forward in the postseason.
You said you got the pitch you wanted. You hit the first pitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about what your mindset was going into that at bat then.
Well, going in with the scouting report, we knew he had a good fastball and we knew it'd have some arm side. So I was on the plate, and then I ended up getting one that started middle and kind of leaked towards the inner third. then I was on time for fastball, so I got the pitch I was looking for and just put a good swing on.
Any more questions for the players?
Yeah, Zach, that play at shortstop, you know, you leaped up, kind of got your probably max vertical, but just kind of snow-coned it. Like, what did that feel like when the ball hit your glove?
It felt surreal, honestly. I turned to Starling after. I said I needed every quarter of an inch of my 32.5-inch vertical on that play. It was just awesome, man. You know, making a play for our guys is, I mean, Sailor, you know, he's been our guy, and Spy, I mean, he's been one of our guys. He's pitched a lot this year, and taking the stress off the pitching, man, just to let him pitch deeper into games is huge, and I'm glad I could help out. It was surreal. I felt like it was going to launch out of my glove, but pinched it.
Yeah. You made a good play the bat at bat before that, coming in charging a ground ball, I think, and getting to play it first.
Yeah, we work on those plays almost too many times, honestly. Sorry, Coach B. But we work on those plays a lot, and it's almost like I could do it in my sleep. Like, it's you know, and it's really, like I said, it just comes naturally. We work on it so much, and all the credits to Coach Palumbo, because he gets us just as prepared as he could. It's definitely elite and top of the line.
Every time UVA scored a run, you guys put one across yourself the next half inning. How important was it for you guys to kind of keep them from maintaining any confidence?
It was awesome. It kept the momentum in our dugout. It allowed our pitchers to not have to worry about giving up runs, just going out there and putting their best stuff over the plate, and kind of just freed us up, you know. Okay, they put up one, we're going to put up one. They hit a solo jack, J-Dub's going to hit a solo jack. It really frees you up and allows you to play your best game of baseball.
Last question for the players. All right, y'all good to go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I'll get some rest.
Yes, sir.
We're having a treatment.
Yep.
Can't wait for the needles. I hate needles.
Cliff, you manufactured that last run, and you brought in Giles to bunt, and Will Coxon had hit a home run. Just talk about, you know, answering their score there.
Yeah, you know, Ryder, I mean, look, I give Ryder Giles as much credit about the way this team's played over the past couple months as anybody. A guy that came in as a shortstop, and his mom reminds me that told him that he would never pitch here, you know, when we recruited him. And to go into the rotation and to just be selfless, because once he went into the rotation, he couldn't play shortstop anymore because his arm wasn't bouncing back, to coming out of the rotation and being a reliever, and he's a Swiss Army knife. I mean, did you see the play that he made yesterday to end the game? I mean, the bare hand play. I mean, he's as good of a defensive shortstop there that I've ever seen, ever coached. And I mean, Zach is right there with him too. But we knew if A-Mac got on that the call was going to be that we were going to bunt there. So Ryder was actually down in the bullpen getting his arm loose, because if Zach had to come in the game, then he was going to go to shortstop. So I knew if he put him in the DH spot that he could still go to shortstop. So, but my hat's off to Ryder Giles, because we wouldn't be where we are today without Ryder.
Was it a call play on the pickoff attempt at second in the ninth inning there?
Yes, call play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't execute it. They did a good job getting back.
I think Trey was warming up in the ninth, but you went.
He'd been warming up since like the fifth. So Trey does a good job, and Charlie Hodges is always down there with him, just making sure you're not blowing it out. But you know, Trey's pretty good against right-handed batters, and we feel really confident with Zach against lefties. But you know what they did to Spivey, I mean, that's because Coach Mack. I mean, Coach Mack. He taught me how to hit, so we do kind of the same thing offensively as what they do, and they have a good approach. And when Zach came in, we kind of had to flip our process a little bit, because Zach has a really good changeup, but they were sitting on the changeup, and we had to throw more fastballs to lefties than what we had in the past, and Zach did a good job of executing those pitches.
Coach, Zach, obviously, you know, hell of a baseball player, but just hearing him talk, it's obviously he's got some it factor too, some presence about him. How do you kind of describe his impact just on this team and from a clubhouse perspective?
You know, he's an energy giver. I mean, what that kid has been through this year with his father, and still showing up to come to fall practice and playing. And I'll try not to get emotional. I got very emotional at the conference tournament because what Nico meant to me personally, and what he's meant to this program, because he was the energy source for me. You know, in this day and age when parents can always have your back, Nico always had my back. When I was hard on Jake or I was hard on Zach, Nico would basically tell him to shut up and, hey, coach is going to make you better. And I'll never forget that. And He was so good to me. But the Agnos family, look at the four regionals that we've hosted, the Agnos family with Jake and Zach have been a huge part of it.
Mayhew's always been a multi-inning guy, but last month or so, it seems like he's just made it to a new level. You know, you had the nine-inning outing and earlier a couple weeks ago, now five innings tonight. What has been different with CJ Mayhew lately?
He's been able to land some all-speed pitches, you know, more consistently. I mean, his changeup was working good. Kept UVA off balance a little bit early. I thought that was a big key for him to be able to go on some length. He actually threw a couple sliders. I think he struck out Till on a slider, which, you know, is probably his third best pitch, but he's able to get some all-speed pitches over.
What are those moments like in the dugout, in the ninth, when they have the base loaded, you and Austin are talking about a pitch plan, like, do you go to
the box? Yeah, we even told Zach to throw whatever he wanted, one pitch. It was a changeup to the last guy, and, you know, we're just talking, and because I know what Coach Mack teaches, I knew they were trying to hit the ball the other way against Spivey and against Zach, so we had to, you know, show some fastballs in. I mean, Spivey against Geloff, if you look, he stood him up twice with two fastballs in, which, you know, normally that's not Spivey's bread and butter, but I told AK, I was like, I mean, if you don't stand him up, like, they're gonna get to the slider or the cutter, and, you know, I thought by him standing him up, then in a 3-2 count, it just got him off the end of the bat a little bit with the cutter.
Two more questions.
Cliff, can you compare this year, you're obviously in the driver's seat, compared to the year that you had to come back from the loss to Quinnipiac, and you made the run, took a lot out of you. I think it was even a factor going into the Super Regional at Louisville. But this year is a different story, and this team seems to be much more efficient in tournament play maybe than some teams you've had in the past.
Well, we were pretty efficient last year. We won the three games we played, so we were pretty efficient last year.
Compared to the Louisville year.
Two years ago. Look, every team's different, and I've said this a lot. No matter if we win this region or not, this team will go down in my book as one of the best teams I ever coached because of where they came from. And people don't understand what those guys have been through, and I just kept telling them to keep their head above water, and they're going to be tough as leather. And they've earned everything they've had. And I know Aaron Fitt and Kendall Rogers and everybody else, they look at our stuff and go, well, they don't have any superstars. They got a bunch of grinders, a bunch of blue-collar guys, no starting rotation. I love it because that's what Coach LeClaire would love. And that's been the coolest thing for me is to just sit back and one of my former teammates, Jeremy Schumacher, texted me and said, hey, get them right tonight. I said, well, I'm going to sit back and not get in the way because they have done a hell of a job the past couple of months just showing up and playing team selfless baseball.
One more.
Aaron, I'm just messing with you.
Thank you, guys. Stealing our ship! Bloody pirates!